storm damage from last night in the heavy storms that rolled through, and some damage in the Argyle and Albany areas as well, as that storm rolled through Grant County into Lafayette County last night. And lots of standing water. And you know that around the Richland Center area, but lots of other locations as well. Arena, though, there's some standing water around the ditch lines, but as far as the field, and they've done some good work on it, the field is in really good shape here as we get into the noon hour and get ready. Meeting of the managers at home plate right now, exchanging the lineups, and that'll give us a chance to mention the starters for Arena. First of all, leading off, shortstop Elijah Ault. He'll be followed by second baseman Jimmy Jennings. Trey Schulte will follow them, and he'll be followed by Nate Jennings, the pitcher. Alan Spurley at first base. Keegan Schoes in center, followed by Max Miles, the catcher. It will be Braden Prohaska hitting eighth and playing right field. Dane McElwee at third base, hitting number nine. On the Dodgeville side, leading off the pitcher, Leighton Bowers. Grant Bossert, is playing center field, hitting second. Sean Riley at third base, batting third. Justin Batchelor, the catcher, hits cleanup. Darren Bach up the shortstop will be followed by Grant Rowe, the left fielder. Ty Paulskill hitting seventh and playing second base. Dalen Rickard is at first base, batting number eight. And Jamil Allen, the right fielder, is hitting number nine. That's how it looks. That's the lineups for today here in Arena. We'll be back with more in a moment. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
LED lighting provides important social benefits such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Starting last thing announced for the folks that have gathered here, a good crowd on hand as we hit the noon hour in Arena. Lots of good food for you. The concession stand is ready to work up some good food for you today. Starting lineups being announced here for the folks that have gathered here. Dodgeville lined up along the first baseline, and the Arena players heading into position as their name is announced. There is one scratch here. Brock Hinkle is now playing first base for Dodgeville and hitting in the eighth spot. And for Arena, they have, their lineup stays the same. Braden Prohaska batting eighth, the place of Wyatt Miller, who originally was in the left field spot, in that eighth spot. So that is the only change we have. Right around the bend, we will have our hometown baseball first pitch. Thank you for joining us here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Arena here on WRCO Radio, FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, also on the Civic Media app. Nate Jennings warming up here for Arena, Max Miles behind the plate, and Arena in the field, working out, getting ready for the first batter from the Dodgeville Knights. Alan Spurley at first, Jimmy Jennings at second, Elijah Ault the shortstop, and Dane McAlee is playing third. In the outfield, Braden Prohaska, Keegan Chose, and also joining us out there in the outfield is Wyatt Miller. 100.9 WRCO. Just got to ask about the frequency there. Not to be frequent to mention that, but I was trying to give sign language, and they weren't understanding. All right, so the Dodgeville Knights getting set to lead off for manager Pat Riley. And good to have Pat here talking baseball with him. And Coach Wire is here as well. He'll take third base, and we're just about set for action today. Very informative when you talk to Nick Jennings and all the history that he has with Arena and also having played for Dodgeville and Legion Baseball many, many years ago. And Pat Riley, just a wealth of knowledge there with all the hometown baseball history. And a little bit of, maybe some tall tales once in a while, but that is baseball. Leighton Bauer standing in, a left-handed batter. We're just about set for action here against the right-hander Nate Jennings. And here we go. First pitch underway, and it's a ball outside. Official game time start, 12:08 today. 9 innings scheduled in Arena. 1 ball, no strikes. Jennings with the next pitch. That is down low. Ball 2. Brad Bossert and Sean Riley due for Dodgeville here in the opening inning of action. Here's the next pitch. That one is called a strike. 2-1 to the batter. Several of these players now are more like hometown baseball veterans. They've been around the league a number of times. Here's the pitch. Fouled off for strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. What's helping us today is the breeze. Because I want to tell you, when we arrived here this morning, I've heard about how bad the mosquitoes are, but luckily haven't experienced it there in Sextonville yet. They haven't migrated that far north. Here's a high fly to right field in there for a base hit. Going to drop in front of the right fielder, picks it up, brings it in. Leighton Bowers with a leadoff hit for Dodgeville. That'll bring up Brant Bossert. Bossert, right-handed batter, will stand in. Both teams featuring some players that have played some college baseball. Several Platteville players, former Pioneer players represented today. Runner leads at first base. Jennings with the pitch. Batter shows bunt, brings it back, hits the ball. One ball and no strikes. I immediately grabbed a can of repellent as we arrived here today. They actually had some in the stand. I had not planned ahead very well. Runner going. Bunt is going to be brought back. It's going to be a ball. Throw to second. Not in time. So the bunt attempt by Bowers. And it's called ball two. Two and nothing. Stolen base. And Dodgeville has somebody in scoring position right out of the gate here today. Jennings back to the mound. Nice breeze, though, blowing out a little bit toward left field. Hopefully that blows the bugs out there, too. Here's the pitch down low for ball three. Three and nothing. Arena back in the league these last 3 years. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike. Three and one. Arena and Dodgeville are oftentimes division rivals back in the day and section rivals. Here's the pitch. That's high, and there are two aboard here without an out in the opening inning. Bossert walks. Bowers stays at second, and the hitter will be Sean Riley, the third baseman. Riley makes his way in. Manager Pat Riley's grandson. I think he was the only guy that Pat didn't have on the lineup card today. And somebody said, what about Sean? And Pat said, who? Your grandson. Oh. This one is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Runners at one and two. Nobody out here in the opening inning at Arena. Jennings looking in. Target up by Miles. The pitch. Sawed off toward shortstop. Slow roller. All down the run. Throws and got him at first. Runners will advance. Sean Riley grounds out, but advances the runners. Elijah Ault over to Alan Spurley. That moves Bowers to third and Bossert to second. Justin Baylor will be the batter. He is the catcher for Dodgeville. So the Knights within a hit of getting at least a run in here today, or maybe two, out of the gate. Jennings back to the belt. Here's the pitch. Curveball outside. One ball and no strikes. Well, that's a good sponsorship of this arena team. Banners along the outfield fence. Here's the pitch. Ripped well. Left center field. Back go the fielders. And the center fielder, left fielder going out. It's going to lap off the fence. One run will score. Two runs will score. It's a double for Baylor. And 2-0 Dodgeville lead. So well hit ball, carries well. This is a deep ballpark, so that might have been out of some other ballparks that play hometown baseball, but not here in Arena. Two RBI double for Baylor, and that brings up Taryn Bachup. Hit it right in front of the 375 sign out there on the power alley. 400 is straightaway center here, 365 in the right center field gap. 316 down the lines. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. You hit a home run here, you certainly earn it. Nothing in one to Bachup. Runner leads at second. The pitch ripped to right field and caught by the second baseman, Jimmy Jennings, ranging back into the right field grass. And there are two away now. The batter will be Grant Rowe, the left fielder for Dodgeville. The Knights adorned in their black and red uniforms. And Arena with their blue, red lettering, the Aces. Signs all around town on Highway 14, leading folks to the diamond today. The pitch is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Jennings working from the stretch. Here's the pitch, down low. Two balls and no strikes. Ty Halskill due next for the Dodgeville Knights here in the opening inning. Two runs across. Runner leads at second. Here's the pitch. Taken down low. Ball three. 3-0. He did a good job of covering the mound and home plate here to keep that a little bit drier. But again, the field is in remarkable shape. 3-0 pitch. There's a curve for a strike. And the count goes to 3-1. Baylor remains at second. We'll get a slight lead out there. Jennings with a pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. Two strikes now on the batter. Eight back to the hill. Trying to get out of it here in the opening inning. The payoff pitch. Outside, he walked in. So Rowe will head to first base. Second walk of the inning. And the hitter will be Ty Paulsgill, the second baseman. Runners at 1-2 here in the opening inning for the Dodgeville Knights. Paulsgill for 14 on his Knights uniform. Makes his way in. Runners lead at first and second. Jennings with a pitch. Brought off and foul right field side. Over into the grassy area. Nothing and one. Arena trying to get back to the dugout here in the opening inning. Runners lead at 1-2. Here's the pitch. Change up. Taken for a strike. Nothing and two. Good pitch from Nate Jennings. Our first Sunday game here in a long time, maybe 17 years or so. Here's the pitch, ripped toward third. Played, yeah, it's foul, or do they call it? Nope, fair ball, they call it. And McElwee grabs, steps on the bag, and that's out number three. The force on Baylor is out number three. Paulsgill into a fielder's choice, ending out the top half of the first. Two runs for the Dodgeville Knights on a couple of base hits. No errors, two left aboard. After a half inning, Dodgeville 2, Arena coming up. Home Talent Baseball for WRCO Radio Sports.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rep, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Welcome back to Arena, Home Talent Baseball. Today leading off, Elijah Ault, the shortstop. He'll be followed by second baseman Jimmy Jennings and then Trey Schulte. Follow? So here we go. 2-0 Dodgeville, bottom of one. And Leighton Bowers into the windup. Here's the pitch. It's high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Occasionally a little bit of a breeze happening here at Arena. Bowers from the windup. There's the pitch. Ripped sharply to shortstop. Picked up by Baca. Comes up throwing and got it. One up and one down in the opening inning. That will bring up Jimmy Jennings, the second baseman. Jimmy continuing on the Arena tradition with a Jennings player in the lineup. We had some good times here in the back in the day. We were here last year and got rained out after we had set up and got ready for a broadcast. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. And 2 years ago, the team was here, but only on Thursday nights. 1-0 pitch, high for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Jimmy trying to get it started here for Arena. The pitch, down low for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. River Valley has played a few high school games here over the years, but it's been a while for us to do a high school game here. There's a strike called. 3-1 now on Jimmy. Normally, if River Valley can't play at the high school, they'll play at their South Park. Here's the pitch, chopped over the pitcher's head. Oh, nice snag by Bowers. He goes up and gets it and then throws to first underhand for the second out. That one was headed up the middle. And if the pitcher Bowers doesn't get it, that might have skirted into center field. So 1-3 put out. And here is Trey Schulte. Schulte steps in. Bowers from the windup. The pitch, curveball, strike one. Nothing in one. Doesn't happen a whole lot, but Trey is the grandson of the umpire, right? Here's the pitch. That went inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. From the windup, here's the pitch. There's a strike. One ball and two strikes now. Bowers trying to take them 1-2-3 here in the opening inning. From the windup, here's the curveball fouled out down the third baseline. They'll come back and do it again. Back in the day, we had quite a setup here when we would come to arena. We would have our antenna, our transmitter right here at the ballpark. 1-2 action. It's going to be swung on and missed, and that is strikeout number one and out number three here for Bowers. In the inning for arena, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. A lot more reminiscence coming from arena in a moment. 2-0 Dodgeville after one. In area HTL action, WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
Do you enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position. 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
Brock Henkel leads it off in the top of the second for Dodgeville and fouls one out of play for strike one. He'll be followed by Jamo Allen and then the top of the order, Leighton Bowers for the Dodgeville Knights, leading 2-0 after a couple of runs on a couple of hits in the opening inning. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and one strike. A lot of youth games played here as well. A couple of diamonds on the arena property, and what a nice park. This is just beautiful. And then if you haven't seen it, the Veterans Memorial that they have here is awesome. Here's a high pop, mile high in the air. Eli Ault at shortstop's got it measured and pulls it in for the first out. What a way for Jamo Allen. I had a chance to check out the Veterans Memorial, and I was here a year ago and may not have had a chance to take a look at it if it was here, because again, we were here and got rain. I think most of the time we were sheltered waiting for the rain to stop. But, if you're in the area, nice to check that out. Here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike on Allen. Nothing and one to the batter. Sun kind of wants to shine from time to time. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, nice pitch from Jennings. Blew it by for strike two. 0-2 offering to the batter. Jennings deals that one off the handles. Foul ball. over toward the Dodgeville dugout. Years ago we had a transmitter, and in the radio industry known as a Marty. Not very many people use those anymore. They were very effective for the time. There's one outside for a ball. And we would try to beam the signal back to Richland Center from here. And, Ron Fruit one time built a little bit of a tower on his trailer that he could assemble. So that worked out pretty well. Swinging strike by Allen, and two up, two down. And then when that didn't work, sometimes we would hop it to a landline, and we would borrow Nick Jennings' parents' landline. They live over on Highway 14. So we would be here broadcasting, and we didn't have any way to communicate with the station, but we could listen to the broadcast. So we would be listening to WRCO doing the game and make sure that we were on the air. Here's a pitch down low for a ball. So along about the third inning, one of those games, the late, great Steve Miller was here doing the game with me. And all of a sudden we heard him go back to music, and we knew that wasn't a good thing. So right in the middle of the game, we had to hop in the car and drive over there and figure out what was going on, and then hop in the car and drive back. Probably missed a half inning or so. Got it back on the air, though. This one is in the dirt for a ball. Denning's trying to take him 1-2-3 after Dodgeville had a good uprising right out of the gate here today. So two away. Jennings behind to the hitter. Here's the pitch. And that is ball four. So Bowers will take his base. Grant Bossert will be the batter. Three walks given up by Nate Jennings today. Bossert walked and scored last time. Timeout for the umpire, Rich Miley, to move over closer to second base. Jennings to the belt. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball, and it gets by. Runner's going to move to second as Bowers heads over on a pass ball. So a runner at second base, 1-0. Yeah, Rich, we've known him for a long, long time. And when I came here today, the umpiring list, as sent by Home Talent, said Dave Miley. And that must be his brother. I don't know. No, I think it's a misprint. Two balls and no strikes to Bossert. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 3-0. Runner at second base. Bowers. Sean Riley on deck here for the Dodgeville Knights in the top of the second inning. Jennings ready. Runner going second to third, and it's a strike. There'll be no throw. 3-1 now. Stolen base for Bowers. And we'll see if that pays off for the Knights as they have the runner a heartbeat away now. Jennings kicks and pitches. That one is a ball outside. He walked him. Two in a row now, and two on with two away for Sean Riley. Dodgeville is a good young hitting club, and for Arena, tough to put runners on without hits. Dodgeville does tend to take advantage, as they did in that opening inning. Baylor on deck. He had the RBI, two RBI double last inning to drive in both runs. Runners at bookends. Runners going 1-2, and it's a stolen base ball low. One ball and no strikes. Second stolen base in the inning for the Dodgeville Knights, and they have runners at second and third. Jennings to the belt. Here's the pitch. Outside, back to the screen. They're going to try to score the run. Here's Barnes, the throw to the plate. They got him. Nice play. Runner coming in. Bowers is tagged out by the pitcher, Nate Jennings, as Max Miles recovered it well at the backstop, and that will do it for the Dodgeville Knights. They are kept from scoring. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number two here in Arena. Dodgeville Knights leading it 2-0 over the Arena Aces on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hey, Jennings leads off the bottom of the second and swings and misses. Nothing in one count. Leighton Bauer is Justin Baylor, the battery for Dodgeville today. Here comes the next pitch. That one chips foul on the line, first base side, and it's nothing in two. Alan Spurley and Keegan Chose do up for Arena here in the second inning. Bottom of two, Dodgeville in the advantage 2-0 here at Home Talent Baseball. Bauer is looking through the web of the glove from the windup. That's a strike called, and there is one away. Eight is out. Two strikeouts today for Bowers. And here is Alan Spurley. Alan, left-handed batter, makes his way in. Keegan Chose due next year for the Arena Aces. From the windup, Bowers fields. That's called a strike. Nothing in one. Crowd on hand today. A good one. Kind of staying away from me. Maybe it's all the bug spray. I don't know. Or a microphone. That'll do it, too. 0-2, or I should say 0-1, is now outside. Ball one. 1-1. 1-1 from Bowers. Here's the pitch. Fought off and foul, left field side. That's out of play. Over on the other diamond, and it's two strikes now on the hitter. 1-2. You're just joining us today. The game getting an earlier start today to accommodate umpires moving to another game. Here's a chopper toward left field. Cut off at third by Sean Riley. Bobbles, throws, and what's the call? They called him out, it looks like. Close play at first. On a hesitation, two away now. Sean Riley just recovered to get it over there in time. To Dalen Rickard. So here is Keegan Chose. Out of these Arena players, I had the opportunity and extreme pleasure to call in high school. Had a lot of success there. I didn't. They did. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Whether it be wrestling or several sports. Multi-sport athletes. Here's the pitch. There's a strike called. 1-1. A good run that year with championships in football and also basketball, wrestling, and baseball, if I remember right. I didn't even have a track title in there, too. 1-1 offering. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Football took us all the way to Camp Randall in the state semifinal in 2016. Here's a swinging strike, and there are three away. Three strikeouts today for Bowers, and Arena goes 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. 2-0 Dodgeville after two here in Arena on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Top of the third here in Arena, Sean Riley will lead it off. He was at the bat when the runner was thrown out at third base, or from third going to home, I should say. And so that ended out the inning. Riley grounded out his first time up back in the first. Jennings with a pitch outside, back to the screen. One ball and no strikes. Justin Baylor and Taryn Ockup due for the Dodgeville Knights here in the third inning. Lots of games get underway today at 1 o'clock in HTL action. This one down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Want to make a message, too, from Pine Valley Healthcare. They are sold out on their chicken dinners today. All sold out on the barbecue chicken at Pine Valley. Here's a high fly to right and deep. Right fielder back. That ball is off the fence in right center field. Coming on to second base with a double is Sean Riley. That is Dodgeville's third hit today. Boy, Sean didn't miss by getting out of there very much. It was about 365 where that ball hit. Hit off the fence and bounced back in. Pine Valley Community Healthcare wants to thank everyone who took part in the chicken dinner today. And again, they are all sold out. So they wanted us to make that announcement over the radio today. Glad to do it. Runner at second now for Baylor, the catcher. He had a two RBI double last time. Jennings ready. Miles with the glove up. Curveball ripped foul outside of third for strike one. Baylor's got a swing on it. My goodness. Steps back. That ball is retrieved. Back in now. Runner leads at second. Here's the pitch. Ripped well. Left field. Hooking toward the foul line. The left fielder is back. And he's got it right at the 320 sign in the left field corner. Sean Riley retreats to second. Justin Baylor with a long fly out. And the hitter will be Taryn Lockup. Edsler does not get robbed. Got just about all of that one as well. So one away, and here is Lockup, who lined out back in the first inning. Riley at second base. We'll get his lead as Nate Jennings goes back to work. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. A few of the arena players played some home talent baseball, some college baseball, so they have added that to the resume. Nothing in one. This one ripped toward the middle and in there for a base hit. Hot shot picked up by Jost in center field. Dodgeville's got the brakes on the runner at third, and it's a wise move as that throw comes on. Cut off by Alan Spurley, and the runner holds at third. So it's a solid single for Bacup. Runners in the corners, one away for Grant Rowe, the left fielder. He would have had not only some players in the WEAC, but at least one in the Northwoods League, or two back in the day. Nate Jennings and some others. Former player Ryan Wickman. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing and one. Runners at the corners. Only one away here in the third inning. Jennings looking in for the target. Miles with the glove up. And here's the pitch. Caught off and fouled right field side. That one is out of play. Strike two. Nothing and two. Got a little bit of a breeze, a welcome relief here in Arena today. I couldn't believe when I walked out, got out of my slumber this morning a little later than I normally do, and couldn't believe how the humidity had dropped. Felt a lot better. Feels better today. Nothing and two now. Here's the pitch. Popped up. This one behind the screen. The catcher is back, giving chase, and that one just a little bit over the fence and out of play. Helping out, the fans are helping out a fan with a dog out there that just got out of the way. Almost dropped their lunch. You could see it happening. Couldn't do anything about it. Runners at the corners again. Sean Riley at third. Taryn Bach up at first. Two-strike pitch for Grant Rowe, and it's outside. So a one ball and two strike count here in the top of the third. Jennings to the belt. Runner going first to second. Chopper toward second base side. It's going to score the run. Picked up by Jennings. No, there'll be no throw. And everybody is safe on the play. Going to third is Bachup. So Riley scores to make it 3-0. Bachup goes to third. Rowe at first. That was such a slow roller. Jimmy Jennings trying to barehand it, couldn't quite pick it and get it over at first base in time. And so two aboard again at the corners for Ty Halskill, who bounced into a fielder's choice last time. Jennings to the plate. This one fouled, out of play. Nothing in one. Rock Henkel do next for the Dodgeville Knights. Dodgeville has been aggressive on the base paths as well. Jennings set, runner going first to second. Hits the ball. There'll be a throw to third and not in time if the runner gets back. So Bach up at third. Rowe at second now with a stolen base. And Dodgeville is setting the table again. Runners at two and three. Jennings set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two strikes on the batter. Ty Halskill going around on one. Couldn't quite catch up to the velocity of Jennings. Eight is set. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low. Count going to one and two. Halskill hit into a fielder's choice last time. Only one away. He's got maybe an RBI opportunity here. Here's a swinging strike. No, he won't. That is strike three. Two away now. And the batter will be Brock Henkel.
Batter number 29, Brock
Second
Henkel.
Strikeout today recorded by the pitcher, Nate Jennings. And here's the left-handed batter, Brock Henkel, popped out to shortstop his first time up. Ready to roll now. The runner is at second and at third. Jennings to the belt. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, second base side. Down on it is Jimmy Jennings and throws over to Alan Spurley in time for the out. That will do it. In the inning, another run for Dodgeville on a couple of hits. Arena commits an error, and there are two left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Dodgeville leads it 3-0 over Arena in home talent baseball today from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Max Miles bounces one toward third, picked up by Sean Riley, but no throw. It's going to be an infield single, and Arena has its first hit today. That'll bring up Braden Prohaska, right fielder. He'll be batting in the next spot, hitting number 8 in the lineup, and then Dane McElwee. Manager Nick Jennings here in third.
Number 30, Roman Jensen.
Roman Jensen now running for Max Miles. So Arena with a base runner, it's first. Good job to lead it off here and get somebody on. Bowers back to work. Here's the pitch. Bunted. Foul. First base side. The count is nothing and one. We want to give a shout-out to one of our great home talent listeners, Pat Jennings, who is listening to our program today. And, Pat, good to hear you're doing well, and great to have you listening to the radio. One attempt. It's going to be a ball upstairs. One ball and one strike. WRCO and Pat go back a long, long time. We used to steal her phone line and eat her food and everything else. See what they had in the fridge. Pitches inside a ball, and going to second base will be Max Miles on a pass ball. So Arena has somebody in scoring position with nobody out. 2-1 on Braden Prohaska. Braden will tap the plate, so Arena has a runner in scoring position with a good size lead at second base. Time is called. Catcher Baylor going back over some of the signs with Bowers. And now we're back and ready. Here's the pitch. That one hangs high for ball 3. 3-1. Got Tom Jennings here a little bit ago. Right. Jerry used to play. I remember those days. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball 4. And Arena has 2 aboard here in the third inning. So that is the first walk given up by Bowers. Dane McElwee will be the batter. Dane, who did a little bit of intern work with WRCO some years ago. Left-handed batter standing in, and he shows bunt, and it's going to be a ball. Throw back to second base. The runner is there. One ball and no strikes. I told Dane earlier we could mic him up, maybe, and he thought that'd be a pretty good idea. Have to figure out how to do that. Runners lead at 1-2. Here's the pitch. And he squares the butt. Brought it back. I think it might have got a piece of the ball, or the bat, I should say. It looks like it's a strike. So 1-1. Top of the order. Eli Alt due next for the Aces. Trying to snap back here in the third. Down 3-0. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch by Bowers. It is called a ball. 2-1 to the hitter. Bowers is struggling for the first time today to find the range. Here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncer foul off the tip of the bat, third base side. It is strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miles at second. I should say his runner, Roman Jensen, at second, and then Prohaska at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul ball, first base side. Dane McElwee staying alive there with a cut and trying to put one in between the lines here or advance the runners any old way for the Aces. Bowers back and ready. And here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 3-2 now. The count is full. Good home talent baseball matchup here going today, and a good matchup between pitcher and batter. decking the runner. Now here's the pitch. McAlee foul tipped it, and the catcher can't hang on. So he is still alive. We'll have Arena on the air with us again a little bit later on this summer, kind of making our way around the home talent leagues. I know we've got him on a Sunday game with Muscadet in a couple of weeks. Full count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it for McAlee. One away. Fourth strikeout for the pitcher. And here is Eli Alt. Elijah Alt, college athlete, but played football in college. Probably could have taken his pick of what sport he wanted to play in college. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul outside of third. Nothing and one. Played football, but certainly was a very tough baseball player and wrestler. Probably could have wrestled in college as well. Oh, to have those opportunities. All I could do is talk in college. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Ripped up the middle and snagged by the shortstop, and the second base step is there at the double play. Wow. Tough break for Arena. Alt with a sharp line drive for the second out. Caught by Baca, and he stepped on the second base bag to get Roman Jensen by an eyelash, and that will do it here for the Arena Aces in the third. A promising start, but nothing to show. No runs and a hit. Also, no errors. One left on. To the fourth we go. Dodgeville 3, Arena nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee. Limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays. And 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. So quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome back to Arena, the site of today's Home Talent Baseball Showcase here on WRCO. Leading off for the Dodgeville Knights, number nine hitter Jamo Allen. He'll be followed by Leighton Bowers and Grant Bossert. 9-1-2 batters against Nate Jennings on for his fourth inning of work. Here's the pitch. Changeup is outside. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Arena with a good opportunity there in the third, but couldn't get it done. Trying to get back to work and keep this powerful Dodgeville lineup off of its rhythm a little bit. This is down low, ball two. 2-0. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball three. 3-0. Jamison Allen playing right field today for Pat Riley and the Knights. Jennings ready. The pitch is called a strike. 3-1 to the batter. Allen brought back. He took a couple of steps toward first base. His presence is required. Here's the 3-1 swing and a little grounder toward short. Alt picks. Eli throws and got it. Over to Allen Spurley. There is one away. That'll bring up the top of the order now. Leighton Bowers up for the third time today. He has singled and walked. He has scored a run. And he has stolen a couple of bases during his time on the bases. So he will make his way. Dodgeville kind of primed and ready to make a good run in this home talent adventure. Here's the pitch. Called a strike. Pat Riley says they're a little banged up right now, but they have some good young players and some good pitching. That's half the battle, the numbers. Nothing and one to Bowers. The pitch. High fly to left field. Going a long way is the left fielder, Miller. He's got it for the out. Two away now. Two up, two down in the Dodgeville order. Grant Bossert will be the batter. But the Knights, having won the whole works in, was it 96? It's been a while. But I remember calling some of the games that year. He'd been in the Final Four other times. Some of the trouble is, though, that Final Four goes after the college students get back to it. This one is outside for a ball. We've seen a lot of teams over the years where college players can't play home talent after the college curriculum year starts. Here's a swing and a miss by Bossert. 1-1, so you'll see somebody that's real promising, and all of a sudden the athletes go back to school. And they got to take some of the old farm boys again that are about 40 years old. Makes a difference. Here's a rip to left. Well hit. Left fielder is back. Back, and that ball is off the top of the left field fence. Bossert to second with a stand-up double. Second time today that Angel has narrowly missed one out in the outfield. So it is a long double. Riley had a double last time. One on with two away for the Knights in the top of the fourth inning. Runner at second base. Getting off his hitting gloves and his arm protector, and he is ready to go. And Nate Jennings and the defense trying to get back to the dugout here in the fourth inning. Riley one for two on the day. Here comes the pitch, ripped toward right field, going back to right fielder, and Prohaska has it. That'll do it. Riley going opposite way, but a long fly ball out in the inning for Dodgeville. No runs and a hit, no errors with one stranded. We go to the bottom of inning number four here in Arena, where the Dodgeville Knights lead it 3-0 over the Arena Aces on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Jimmy Jennings leads off. He'll be followed by Trey Schulte and Nate Jennings. And a strike on him. Leighton Bowers remains on the hill in the fourth inning for the Dodgeville Knights. Dustin Baylor, his catcher. Here's the pitch. That one is up high for a ball. Jennings grounded out back in the first inning, trying to pick one out in the fourth. Here's the pitch, fouled off for strike two. Jennings playing second base today for Arena. Both franchises, young players, if they can stick around stay at it, got some good possibilities. Here is ball four upstairs to Jimmy. He'll take his base. Second walk given up by Leighton Bowers. And here's Trey Schulte. Trey struck out back in the first inning. Got to keep him coming and decide to play baseball instead of golf or socializing. Here's one fouled on the bunt attempt. Strike one. Nothing in one. Not that I had great ability, but I did not play home talent back in the day, but I was better at socializing the night before, probably. Nothing in one. Batter shows bunt. Bunts it. First base side. It's in fair play. Picked up by the pitcher. Wild throw. Didn't get it. Chiarina has two aboard now. On the play, Jimmy Jennings goes to